to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Christmas Eve 2017 by the Reverend Eric Williams.
Christmas, I think, because of its beauty. Colorful lights, decorations, of course the carols, festive parties and wrapped gifts. It is brightness and warmth in the darkest part of the year. This beauty points us to the hope for the kingdom of God. It gives us a glimpse of the world as it should be, full of compassion and understanding, justice and fairness, abundance for everyone, safety and health, a world ruled by and filled with love. But there is a disconnect, isn't there, between this world we long for and the world as it is, a gulf between hope and reality. A little over a year ago, I visited Bethlehem for the first time. We went to Manger Square, to the Church of the Nativity, the site where by tradition Jesus was born. You know, I had always pictured the stable being made of wood, like a European or American stable, I guess from all the Christmas cards and paintings. But there is, in fact, very little wood in Palestine. Instead, stables were usually in caves. And so the church is built on top of a series of caves. We went down into the chapel, built in this cave, and attended a service led by a Franciscan priest. It was one of the most profoundly spiritual moments of a deeply meaningful pilgrimage. But then we came out of the chapel and into a very different Bethlehem experience. We walked to and along the enormous separation wall that essentially encircles Bethlehem. Topped with barbed wire and gun turrets, this wall is a powerful symbol of just how far we still are from the kingdom of God. Bethlehem is ancient and modern. It is the world of today superimposed on the world of the Bible. And as we walked along the wall, I remembered that Bethlehem was an occupied city 2,000 years ago, just as it is today. There were violent uprisings then, just as today. As we think about the Holy Family, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, as we picture them in our familiar creche scenes, I cannot help but see them this Christmas in the faces of modern refugees who live in terrible conditions in squalid camps and islands in Greece and other places where they are caught in a terrible limbo, running from violence in their home countries, but not yet able to find a safe haven, a home. When I read these stories or watch them on television, I find myself sometimes wanting to turn away from the news, turn away from the suffering, turn away from the needs, the endless needs of those who are poor, homeless, uninsured, disabled, or ill. It all seems so overwhelming, so impossible, too much for me to handle or to take in, and certainly too much for me, small me, to do anything about. I feel so keenly this Christmas that gulf between beautiful hope and harsh reality. But the message of Christmas is that when God looked down at the suffering of the world and of humanity, God chose not to turn away. God chose instead to have compassion on us. God chose to get involved in the messiness of our human world, our human need. God didn't just like our post on Facebook. God didn't just send an e-card. God didn't just write a check. God showed up. God showed up in the person of Jesus, born into the beauty and ugliness, the complexity and downright craziness of our human life. God showed up in Palestine 2,000 years ago, and God has never stopped showing up. Christmas, the incarnation of Jesus, was not just a one-time event. Christmas continues to happen, not because we put up our beautiful trees, but because God is still with us in Jesus, Emmanuel. God is with us in the holy moments of worship at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem and here at St. Philip's Church in Rochester. God is with us in the sacrament of the Eucharist, present in this simple meal of bread and wine. God is with us in our family Christmas celebrations, present in the love we share with one another, and present with us in the grief and tensions as well. God is with us as we seek to grow in our faith and understanding and try to discern what our purpose is. Christmas is about showing up. It's not so much about giving presents, but about being present, fully and deeply present. Present to God, present to ourselves, present to one another, present to the world. It is not about choosing between hope or reality, but about holding on to hope in the midst of reality, facing the challenges and the problems, and persevering. Each year, among our several outreach ministries, St. Philip's participates in housing homeless people for a week through the South Oakland shelter. This past spring, one family touched my heart, and I think all of our hearts especially. We hosted a man named Paul, who was caring for his teenage son, Dominic, who had severe autism. Paul had suffered a number of setbacks and challenges, but was totally committed as a single parent to caring for Dominic's many needs. And he demonstrated such love and patience, such a kind of stubborn determination, that I was just blown away by him. The thing about SOS is that we get to know people for a week, and then we lose touch. But just last week, and I don't know if anybody else saw this, I saw the picture of Paul and Dominic on the SOS newsletter and read a letter from Paul in which he said that he and Dominic have found housing and that Dominic is in school and doing well. Paul and Dominic have a shot at a decent life because of Paul's stubborn refusal to give up hope. And that hope became a reality also because of SOS, because of the many churches who hosted them and the hundreds of people who did their small part to provide hospitality in the form of a cot and a hot meal and transportation to work and to school. We're part of that. Our efforts, all of our efforts, matter. It mattered that we showed up as a congregation and did our part. Yes, the world was a mess 2,000 years ago. It was violent and conflicted and full of injustice and sadness and terrible things, much like today. The problems are still real and heartbreaking and overwhelming. But the message of Christmas is about holding on to hope, even in the most challenging times. It is remembering that God has never stopped showing up. that Jesus is Emmanuel, is still Emmanuel, God with us, then and now and always. And Christmas is about being able to take that hope, that stubborn hope, and to be present, to do our best to show up in every way that we are able. One of my favorite Christmas carols is a setting of a poem by Christina Rossetti called In the Bleak Midwinter. The final verse goes like this: "What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But what I can, I give him, give my heart." This Christmas, what would it look like to give yourself? How might you be more present to your family and friends and neighbors, more present to God, more present to the world God made and God loves so dearly? Where is Jesus this Christmas inviting you to show up?